Hello.
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey about being a woman in today's social and political landscape. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you very much. And what is the year of your birth?
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, that's fine. Let me go ahead. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Oh, I can vote.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I want to be.
I'm sorry?
I would like to be, but I'm not.
Okay, thank you very much. So what is your race? Is it white, black, or African American?
I'm white. I'm very white. Yeah.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet?
What now? What are my options?
Again, positive or negative?
Oh, I'm confident.
Your own future?
Confident.
Is it positive or negative?
It's positive.
Thank you.
It's positive.
The future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you very
much. Everything is positive.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel young women have to make a change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter most to their community.
Look, I think young women are lazy.
So how much?
It's the older women.
So in a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel?
5.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Abortion access, racism and discrimination, crime, mental health, national security, healthcare, gun violence, education, immigration, climate change, economy and the cost of living, or student loans?
Oh, my God. That was a lot of options.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with crime.
With crime?
Yeah, you don't want any victims of crime.
We need to pick 3 out of the list.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, so crime, education, and just pick one.
I cannot pick for you, unfortunately. Do you need the ones that are left?
Yeah.
Abortion access, racism and discrimination.
No.
Mental health.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay, thank you.
Mental health.
Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? And here we have, once again, a list. Caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, your education, work-life balance, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining mental health, or the economy, economic security and financial independence.
Let's go with the first 3. The first 3 you said, I like this.
Caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, and advancing your career.
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following traits are the most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3 once again. The list is being American, being a woman, your profession, your spiritual or religious beliefs, being young, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, etc., your personality, your hobbies or interests, or your sexual orientation.
Okay, let's see if I can remember what I was thought. Do the religious one.
Religion?
Yeah. And what's the other one? Either just do hobbies.
Okay.
And I forgot what it was.
It is the traits that are most important to your identity. If you don't remember, just tell me which other one and I can match it.
It looks like the second one, I think.
Being a woman?
No, the first one.
Being American?
Yes, American.
Okay. So your choices were being American, your spiritual and religious beliefs, and your hobbies or interests.
Yes.
Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Anger or frustration, pride, exhaustion, hope, happiness, dread, or disappointment or sadness?
Well, I will go with pride and disappointment.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following statements comes close to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, systemic racism, too many old white men in power, corporate money has too much influence, the two-party system, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control, division and gridlock between political parties. I'm sorry.
Okay, the first one.
Okay.
And the third one.
One left.
I don't know another one.
The ones you chose were politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. And the
yes.
other one was too many old white men in power. Do you need the rest?
Oh, no. No, not that one. Not that one.
Which one was it?
I don't know. There's a lot of choices.
Do you need the rest of the list once again?
Yeah, tell me again.
Okay. Systemic racism? Corporate
no.
money has too much influence?
Yes, that one.
The two-party system?
No.
Not enough people getting involved to make our own voices heard?
Yes, that one.
So it was politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, corporate money has too much influence, and not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Yes. How many more questions do I have?
A few more. just that we're nearly there. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? And here we have a list. We're going to go one by one this time. Your state government. Is it a lot, a little?
I guess it's a lot.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions.
A lot.
President Biden.
A little.
Your city government.
A lot.
Ballot initiatives, yeah. Like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
A lot.
The Supreme Court?
A lot.
Congress?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service. Do you find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Repeat. I'm confused what I'm supposed to do here.
These are the brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. That's what we want to know.
Okay.
Do you need the first one once again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first statement was, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Okay. So what are my options of saying?
Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating to help enact change through civic participation.
Okay, so I guess, I don't know, I'm not understanding like which way to go with that. So I guess somewhat motivating, I'm not sure.
Thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to 20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
So if I agree with it, should I say I'm somewhat motivated or a lot motivated?
We want to know if you find it very motivating or somewhat motivating to help enact change through civic participation.
Okay, so very motivating.
Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Okay, somewhat motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Somewhat motivating.
Thank you very much. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Boycotting a company? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
What was it again?
How likely are you to participate in boycotting a company?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. Say that one more time.
Oh, we want to know how likely are you to participate in the following? Boycotting a company.
Oh, boycott, not likely.
Not very likely or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Signing a petition?
Not likely.
Not at all or not very likely?
Not at all.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
Not at all.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Not at all.
Attending a protest?
Not at all.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Likely.
Is it somewhat likely or very likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. And voting in elections?
Very likely.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequent you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which is the best, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose once again up to three. The first one is, if you want to, we can go one by one and you tell me yes or no.
Okay.
I find it easier. Now, you didn't know how or when to vote or register.
No.
There was an intimidating presence at your polling place.
No.
Voting doesn't change things that matter to you.
I mean, do I have to pick three? Because I have voted the past few times.
Oh, yes, but if we cannot answer this, we cannot continue, unfortunately. Or, but we do have a few options there. If you want to, we can go through and I will get to the bottom.
Well, you can do that one. That one you just said, yes.
Voting doesn't change things that matter to you.
Right, yes.
You did not have time to vote.
Yes.
The candidates didn't represent your values.
Yes.
Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time.
No.
You didn't know enough about the candidates.
No.
You didn't think your vote would be counted properly.
No.
Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off at location?
No.
Okay. So your picks were voting doesn't change things that matter to you, you did not have time to vote, and the candidates didn't represent your values.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we're right around the corner to finishing the survey. I just want to thank you for your time, but please bear with me for a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first statement is, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the grittiest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you think that engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little
engage.
Less?
Sure.
A lot more or a little more?
A little more.
Thank you. The next one is, the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructures. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little more.
Thank you. And the last statement is, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $1 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little less.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to two. Is it Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, podcasts, Instagram, national TV news station, international news outlets, news or informal articles online, YouTube, or local TV news stations or other?
How many do I choose?
Two.
Okay, so I would say Facebook and local news.
Okay, so thank you very much. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Government or politics, humor or memes, sports, news or current events, music, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty and self-care, shows or movies, science or technology, business or finance or other?
Do the beauty one.
Mm-hmm.
And news.
Okay, so news or current events and health, beauty, okay, and self-care.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Do you consider one heterosexual or straight, two lesbian or gay, three bisexual, or four something else?
Heterosexual.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
A Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status? Is it full-time, part-time, temporarily paid, laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Republican.
So that would be Donald Trump, the Republican.
Yes.
Thank you. And last year, finally, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Oh, what year?
2022.
Maybe 150.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.